At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are we playing this music?
Look, the Eagles got their rings on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Like a diamond ring.
Okay, got it.
You got it.
I would have played We Are the Champions myself.
Well, that works too.
You know, but this is Coco. Well,
I was trying to go very on the nose.
I mean, there's diamonds in the ring. I mean, that's part of it. All right, let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. Back to your calls in the Phils in just a minute and your reaction to how the top five played out last week. But, Hugh, it's odd it took this long. I know there was an issue with the putting together of the rings. They had to push back the ceremony. Usually they do this in like June, the teams that win, because then...
Yeah, it's kind of crazy getting your ring on a Friday.
And then
going to camp on a Wednesday.
You got to get to work.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, because usually you want to kind of put last year in the rearview mirror. But they had one last celebration. So the ring ceremony was Friday night. Hugh, before we get into some of the particulars about the rings and how they were designed, what was your first thought? You saw them. A lot of the players were like live streaming on their phones and showing it off. What did you think of the 2024 Eagles Super Bowl ring?
My first thought, I was like, damn, that's gaudy. Beautiful. Gaudy. I mean, like, that's the type of ring that you don't wear anywhere. That's the type of ring that is a centerpiece in your home. You know, a beautiful ring, man. And they're supposed to be gaudy. I say all that, not saying in a negative way. They're supposed to be gaudy. And you know what? To be honest, I got to thinking, I was like, damn, if we'd have won ours, how much bigger would it have been? Because that would have been the third win. If we'd have won the first one.
This would be three.
This would be the three.
Yeah.
And how much bigger would it be? Because that ring is huge. Ring is huge.
So we discussed it. You just mentioned, you know, the Lombardi's on there. I discussed this Friday with Elliot before the ceremony, right? We didn't know what it was going to look like. Hugh, what do you think of them putting two Lombardi's on there, right? This is the franchise's second championship. But, I mean, what, 90% of the roster was not on the team when they won a few years ago. Like, if you were on the 2024 Eagles, but not 2017, like most of these guys, what would you think of the two Lombardis?
Wouldn't bother me, because that means that just shows the legacy that you have. You got two wins. I'm pretty sure that there were some guys on the Patriots that didn't win all three when they went back to backs. I'm pretty sure there were guys on that team.
Sure, yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that. That ring is going to be the centerpiece of whatever, you know. You have. And unfortunately, like, I was thinking about a guy like BG. BG got one he can wear, the first one he got. That second one, that only people get to see that is the folks that are invited to your home.
What do we think about the wings? I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was bananas. That's probably why it took so long, man, to get all those mechanics working at the right time. And whoever designed that ring, hat off to you. That is, that ring alone, like the player's ring, that got to be at least 10 yams.
I believe
easy.
Jason of Beverly Hills, what he goes by. He's a jeweler. He also designed the Phillies 2022 NL Championship ring. So, man, he has some ties to this.
Yeah, and not only that, think about, like, when I see stuff like that, I think about how many diamonds, like, you have to hand pick those diamonds. If anybody's ever had any jewelry made or had a piece made, because that used to be a big deal back in the day, they hand-picked those small diamonds. And even though they're smaller, I'm pretty sure that there were some requirements that the Eagles had, like the clarity had to be a certain VVS or whatever. Like, somebody had to pick all those diamonds. That's probably why it took so long, Joe. And then the mechanics of how to work that thing, that was bananas.
I really thought it was cool how they paid homage to the actual team while designing like a gaudy, cool, different kind of ring. So there's 145 diamonds on the ring. Do you know what the 145 is for?
What, the points that was scored for the what?
Points in the playoffs. They scored 145 points. It's the most in NFL history. Now, they had four games, right? There's an extra round now. Maybe that not every team's had that. But 145 points in the playoffs, regardless of three or four games,
it's pretty impressive.
It's an enormous amount of points.
Did these rings come with some sort of pamphlet that says, because there's a lot of stuff built in. Like, there was like secret words, I think, somewhere. There was, you know, inside of the actual ring, there was inscriptions, the 145 diamonds.
Yep.
Hey, when you have, like Q said, you have this sitting out in your house, do you have a plaque that lists off all these different things? Because there's so much on the ring with the wings and everything.
A lot.
Yeah, how are you going to remember, oh, yeah, there's specifically 145 diamonds on this ring because this and this. That is attention to detail.
That's a centerpiece. That's the centerpiece for your home, man. Like you know, it's funny because when I was talking to a friend of mine and they were talking about the rings and whatever. And they asked me to say, hey, did you get one? I said, well, it's an NFC Championship ring. It's not a Super Bowl.
Is it more simplistic?
It looks like, say, a Johnston's class ring.
Okay. Yeah.
Compared to what they got. And it's supposed to be. That's the thing that jumped out to me. That is, I would probably say that just off thinking about the rings that I've seen in the past, because I've seen the Patriots ring, that is the biggest Super Bowl ring that I've ever seen.
It's enormous. So there's also 18 green stones, and that stands for the 18 games they won.
Yes.
It tied the 85 Bears, 84 Niners, and the 07 Patriots, the most wins in a single season with 18. So I like that all the different, like, because look, diamonds and stones, but they made it work to, like, the team. The other thing that was cool is inside they have tough detail together, which obviously pays homage to Sirianni and all that kind of stuff. There's also, I think there's the Brazil flag on there, right? Because the season started in Brazil, so they even went to that. They have there's a stamp of the Brazilian flag on the inside of the ring. It really incorporated the beginning of the season all the way to the end. I thought it was cool. And I just, the wings are the most interesting. I've never seen that with any kind of ring. Like to have like the team logo in a sense, or like the mascot or whatever, as part of the ring, and you press the. I kept seeing. I think it was Keely Ringo first put it
kept
up.
Kept pressing the button.
You push the button, and then the rings come out.
Yeah, that's one you wear. That's a ring that you wear when you want to take all the air out the room. you know what I mean? You'd be like, "Ooh, I'm about to kill him with this one." You could go in there with a pair of drawers on and some fuzzy flip flops, some bunny ear flip flops, and a house coat. And nobody would trip as long as you had that ring on your finger. Hey, that's so-and-so. Hey, look, he won the Super Bowl. You go anywhere looking just like that, looking like you ain't brushed your teeth, coal all in your eye. Ain't nobody going to trip. All they're going to know is that you were on the Super Bowl team that got those dope-ass rings. That's all they're going to see.
Yeah, they did. All right, so the Eagles got their rings on Friday. They're really cool. Jay in Philly is up on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Joe? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing good, Jay. What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
Hey, man. Happy to have you back, Hugh.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. So, man, I was thinking about that top five list, man, and thinking about Lane and Jason Kelce, man. And I just feel like Kelce's sort of like how we look at Brandon Graham. Like, you know, although Kelce was a top center in the whole league, when it comes to him versus Lane, it's like Brandon Graham, man. Like, what he did for the city and the moments that he had, you know, are going to supersede certain things. Like, Lane could win two more Super Bowls and maybe take over. But other than that, man, Jason Kelce is just in our hearts. And he also was great. It's not like he's a marginal player who we put over, you know, just because of the moment. He also was great.
Wait a minute. What did he do that he's endeared himself to the city like Brandon? Like the moment off the field?
Off the field, you took the parade. The way he
you mean
about,
you
he
mean the way the mummers out the mummers out.
Well, he gave the speech. Yeah.
No,
okay.
No. So all right. So I'll give you this. Right. Name off the top of your head another Philadelphia athlete that did something to represent the city the way that Jason Kelce did.
So wait a minute. Let me like. So the mummers represent Philadelphia to you.
No. Not only that, though, but he has continued, though. Like, no. He's still talking. Whenever you you could tell the Eagles are in his heart, in the city. Like,
I mean, but I can say that about anybody that played for the team. I can say that about Ike. I can say that about John Ritchie. He's here. I mean, but like, I'm not trying to pick apart what you're saying, but what I'm trying to understand is what part of it that has to be the mummer's outfit. It has to be. It has to be the speech in the mummer's outfit. So, that's what you're talking
about.
Let
me throw this in, Jay. I just think certain I don't know like why, but certain athletes connect with people.
No, he's connect. No question about
Let me
that.
Me throw this in, and this is where I see the similarity between Jason and Brandon. And I think Lane, although I think the best player of all of them is Lane, right?
All day.
So, but Lane, and Lane's still playing, so maybe it'll be different. Lane kind of is his unique own personality, and he keeps us at arm's length. Like, he's good to the fans, but Jason. Jason and Brandon were part of the morning show, right, on WIP. Like, yeah. Jason was retired and still kept coming in here. Like, there's a connection those two have that, although Lane's better, like, Fletcher didn't have this connection either. Fletcher and Lane didn't quite connect, Jay, to me, with the fans the way Brandon and Jason does. And not that anyone disliked Lane and Fletcher. They're awesome. But, like, it's just a different kind of connection.
And let's be honest. Guys will talk about the city. And they don't always talk good about the fans of Philadelphia. Even guys who had success, they sometimes, man, they talk about, hey, man, they don't talk about the fans in a good way. And I'm not saying it's not warranted all the time. But when I hear Jason talk, man, he always shows love to the fans. And every player doesn't. Not that you can't pick a couple. You know, you a couple, of course, you know. But overall, man, a lot of guys leave here, man, and they talk really bad about the fans, man, for whatever the reason, you know. But Jason, one of those dudes, man, that you know his affiliation is with the Eagles, man, and that makes us love him because we don't get a lot of love, you know.
So he makes you feel good. He makes you feel wanted. I get you.
Yeah. Not only that, he's an ambassador for us when he goes places. When people see him, they know that's an Eagle right there. They know he's going to represent Philadelphia. And you're not just going to talk about Philadelphia and the fans probably in front of him. Not as much love as he got. So that's what it is with him. Lane's a quiet dude who's not out there in the public, you know. But I think Lane's a better player,
I agree with that. And, Jay, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. You know, Hugh, you said something last year, or you kind of alluded to something last year. And it really, when I did my list, right, like I had Lane above Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had them both as a top five Eagle the last 25 years, and I put them both on the overall top five. So, like, it wasn't that big of a difference, right? They're both great players.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But I had Lane above. You know why? You know who's the tiebreaker?
Who?
Well,
what was the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker was whenever Lane is out the last 12 years, whenever he gets hurt, the Eagles really struggle, including mm-hmm. last year. I couldn't ignore that Jason Kelsey retired and the Eagles still won the Super Bowl. And their offensive line was still great. It doesn't mean he's not great, right? But
he's not.
When Lane came out of games,
he's not as important at his position as Lane is. Kelsey's not as important to his position. Hear what I'm saying now before y'all start calling in your feelings. To have a tackle that you can leave on an island that plays against the best pass rusher is not a luxury that all teams have. And we've been fortunate enough to have two, three, four, like John Runyon, Trey Thomas, Jordan Mailata.
Lane
Johnson.
Well, even Jason Peters.
Yeah. Like, you go, like, dog, in a time where, who was it, Richard Cooper. I got here when they had, Richard Cooper came from Tennessee. He was different.
you edited that one down.
But no, you're talking about a team that I remember. What was it? Jerry Sizemore was kind of one of the last good linemen that you had in a while. But to go from a series where you didn't have a bunch of good linemen to all of a sudden go back-to-back-to-back cornerstone tackles?
Well, I mean, there are younger listeners that can't remember a time where the Eagles didn't have a great offensive line. That's like a given now. But it did stick out to me. Like, I was trying to figure out, like, do I want to put Jason above Lane above Jason? It was my tiebreaker. Like, Jason was obviously great. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But he left, and they still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and here's the thing with Jason. And I'm not and trust me, I'm not trying to take anything away from him as far as what he's accomplished on the field. But that was his defining moment, was the Mummer's Parade outfit and him endearing himself to the city. Nothing's wrong with that. But when I'm talking about players, to me, to put him above a tackle that you could leave out there by him damn self just because he made you feel good about an outfit that he put on, I mean, that's not fair to Lane in my mind, because Lane's in the trenches every day, and Lane, the best thing you can have about an offensive lineman, you can say about an offensive lineman, is nothing.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And for 2 years, couldn't nobody say nothing about his job and what he was doing. Now, on the flip side, it all depends on, like, some of the linemen that I talked to that have played the game. All depends on where you fall at when it comes to Jason. But when you talk about Lane, there's no doubt. Horse.
You know what the other crazy part about Lane is? Like, towards the end of Kelsey's career, he either kept hinting at retirement or they were thinking he was going to, so they drafted Juergens to get ready.
Yeah.
You notice, like, they haven't taken a tackle to be the heir apparent. I get the sense that they think Lane's not close to done. I mean,
Lane, who was the other? I'm thinking Jackie Slater, but no.
What team did he play for?
Played for the Oilers. Played for about 20 years. Matthews.
Bruce.
Man, Bruce, old ass was out there with his receding hairline. I remember playing against him. It was like my second year in the league, and he had already been in the league 20 years, out there doing his thing. And I'm like, damn, old man, you still out here? Like, he was still holding it down. I'm talking about, I'm in my first year in the league. And this man out there just doing his thing, because he's playing in the box. He understood, you know, his spacing and what he could and could not do at that position. So, yeah, Lane's
you
not
know,
done.
That's a really interesting comp for Lane. So, Bruce Matthews played until he was 40, and he made his final three All-Pro teams at age 37, 38, 39. Lane could do that.
The way Big Red, Andy Reid, used to explain it to me is this. Every tackle is in there. Every lineman is in their box. Protect your box. Move as one. But if you learn the angles of pass rushes and things like that, Lane can play. Lane had 2 years of not giving up a sack, people. Think about that for a minute. I know you like the Mummers outfit and all this other stuff. Buddy went out there for 2 years, and nobody got close to the quarterback. I can tell you, as a guy that used to make a living crushing quarterbacks, to have somebody out there that's a wall that they don't have to worry about, it's a beautiful thing to have. Walter Jones, who was it? Jonathan Ogden
Munoz,
was that guy.
Yeah, Munoz.
Munoz was that guy. Orlando Pace to a certain extent.
Yep.
Y'all don't – like, this is where sometimes when people get to talking about football, I just let you talk because you don't know what you're looking at. You don't. I mean, with all due respect, you don't know what you're looking at.
The other thing that is amazing about Lane is I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago, he was having injury issues. He had the ankle that was
and
really bad.
And he still played.
And he had the year they got to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs, he was playing with the torn groin, right? But the last 2 years, he's been like, you would think you get to your mid-30s, you start breaking down. He's been healthier the last couple of years. If he keeps going like this, he's going to go down as one of the great tackles of all time. I mean, he probably is anyway. But
yes.
But he's – I don't look at him, Hugh, going into his age 35 season and say we're almost at the end. I mean, he's not. He's got years to go.
Yeah. And that's why – I mean, again, not poo-pooing on anybody. It's just the way you see it. Lane Johnson, man, is a beast. Like, flat out.
And he just continues. That's the part – and again, they lost Kelce and still won – whenever Lane goes out of a game, what was it, week 3, 4 this year in Tampa, whenever it was, week 3 or 4 last year, they didn't have Lane, and they got destroyed. Paul is up on WIP. Hey, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Paul?
Oh, I'm up. Okay.
Paul, you are up, buddy. What's
you're,
up?
You're on, Paul.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on.
Thanks. All right, Paul, we're going to put you back on hold.
Yeah, because your phone is garbage.
Paul, you are in a wind tunnel somewhere. Terry is up on WIP talking Phillies. What's up, Terry?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Terry?
Been a minute before I talked to you guys. A couple months since the Super Bowl.
It has been a while. Terry, what are you thinking?
This team needs something. Let me tell you. Let me get an analogy. This team, if you're dating a girl who is hot and then cold, she likes you, then she don't like you. This team is like that. They're hot
bipolar.
One moment, and they're cold, yeah.
Well, I'm like that with them. I like them, and then I don't like them. I don't like them right now. They have lost 3 straight series and are under 500 to the beginning of June. I don't like them right now.
This team is frustrating. Sometimes the team is going to drive me into smoking or drinking sometimes.
Well, good thing I have the radio to yell about them every day, so I don't have to do those things.
I got to take a couple gummies after some of these games sometimes.
I don't think you're the only one, Terry. I mean, that's the kind of season they've had. And really,
I get down.
Yeah, well, that's how Hugh gets through. So, Terry, what do you think? Are they a lock to make the playoffs?
I really like this guy from Boston they keep talking about. There's a possibility they could pull him in as a
– Duran? Jaren Duran?
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like he's pretty solid. But now, if we can get a package or something out, I'd be happy with that. Or even a guy, Mason Miller, what his name is, from the Athletics.
Yes.
I'd be taking that package. So – something that can just really help because they're just 3 players away from really being a great team. But right now, they're just sputtering all over the place. You know, you get these little stints of good games and stints of those really bad games.
Well, yeah, and they have enough great players that it kind of carries them through. Like when Wheeler pitches, they usually win because he's great. And, you know, even Saturday, they struggled, but Schwarber hits a grand slam, so they win. So they do enough to keep you feeling like it's possible, but then we see their flaws. They have a lot of flaws for a good team.
And they're still a great team. They're still playoff possibilities, but they're a couple players away from really making a push. But they need somebody strong, a couple players strong to really give them a good push in the playoffs. We're not going to get there with these guys who are just sputtering all over the place.
Yeah, well, and I hope – and Terry, good phone call, man. I hope they understand the gravity of it. And that's – look, the Phillies could stay the way they are and still make the playoffs, but they could also miss. And they're not – there are some – like last year's Phillies, even when they started to struggle in June, July, August – I never thought they weren't a lock to be there. They had such a big lead that even if they struggled down the stretch, they were going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They had done so much and were so far ahead of the pack in April and May last year that really it was just about October. This team doesn't have that kind of cushion. I feel like we think they do, but they really don't. I mean, they are a half up on the Mets and they are 4 up on the Reds for just to be in the playoffs. And I hope when they look at what they need the next 2 weeks, they have a sense of urgency because if they... I mean, Lewis, if they go get an Austin Hayes and say, you know, an Austin Hayes kind of guy and say, yeah, we're good, we'll see you in October, they may have to kind of fight tooth and nail just to get there.
I was going to say that, and the fact that maybe they didn't come out as hot at the start of this year that they did than they did last year, that probably plays a little bit of into it too. I know people were kind of calling for that because they didn't want us to sputter out towards the end of the season. So, I mean, we did kind of start to sputter here towards the end of the season, so maybe that really isn't the issue. But I'll be interested to see if they really just pick it all the way back up right here at the end.
Yeah, I think they start winning series again. I mean, they've lost three straight series. The last series win was, what, the Red Series before right around the 4th of July? It feels like a while. Now, I know we had an All-Star break, so it just feels like longer. But it just feels like weeks since they've won a series. And the next two are going to be challenging. The Red Sox are in tonight. And then they go to New York this weekend to take on the Yankees. So they're not easy teams. And then I think they get a respite next week against the White Sox. That should be a series they clearly win. After that, though, is Detroit, who's been the best team in baseball. So these are tough series against AL teams. 215-592-9494. That's a hopper. We'll get to your phone calls on the Phils on the other side. And we teased it earlier. Let's get to it. We'll let you hear what Cam Newton had to say about Jalen Hurts as it's Jalen Hurts list season. Every single day, there's a new one. We've had a lot, obviously, to react to the last couple weeks. But this one was – I found Cam's take particularly interesting because he's a quarterback, right? And, like – he's not Chris Sims. He wasn't a fringe quarterback. Cam Newton won an MVP.
He was a pretty good quarterback.
He won an MVP in the league and made a Super Bowl. So he understands what it takes in a lot of different ways to play that position. Cam's take on Jalen Hurts. That's next. Your calls as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, piece of news from the Philadelphia Eagles and a good piece of news here. Andrew Mukuba, Their second round pick, the defensive back out of Texas, has finally signed his contract. A lot of the second round picks had not signed until, I'd say, around Friday. I think 30 of the 32 hadn't signed, Hugh, until Friday. Now the dam is broken. We'll see the details when this comes out, but it seemed like these guys and their agents were pushing for guaranteed deals, which does not happen for second round picks. So this is a change in the way the NFL is going here, but the Eagles got it done. I knew when the other one started happening, we would get there. So good news, and he'll be ready and in camp starting Wednesday. Speaking of camp, Champ Camp, Hugh, we got our schedule today. We're going to be out at training camp with the Eagles doing shows. Let me count these. 1, 2, 3. I'm looking at 7 days we're going to be out there over the next few
weeks.
Seven
of them things.
Starting on Wednesday, we'll be there along with the morning show, Thursday as well, a few times next week as well. Are you ready? Are you ready for football?
I am ready. I was just told, man, somebody just told me those aren't real diamonds. They're like lab-grown type diamonds.
Oh, in the Eagles ring?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I feel like a lot of diamonds are lab-grown now.
Well, you know, shout out to Heather because she told me they haven't used real gems like since 2010. That's crazy.
Teams or just in general? Anyway.
Just, I think in general. Because like when you get a necklace or something made, I remember the jeweler saying, you know, how many diamonds you have to get, and they have to individually pick the diamonds.
Yeah.
I guess that saves time.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Yeah.
But I didn't know that. I did not know that. That's kind of crazy.
It is. Well, it's still cool. It's still cool looking no matter what it's made out of.
Yeah, definitely cool.
All right. There's probably a lot of reasons why everyone's excited for training camp to start. One of those might be, I don't know this for a fact, it will probably limit as many list conversations when it comes to Jalen Hurts and where he's ranked. People will move off that to actual stuff happening on football fields around the country, including here in Philadelphia. But we're not there yet. And Cam Newton had something interesting to say. When I saw that Cam had something to say about Hurts, I immediately was like, all right, I want to hear what he has to say for two reasons. One, he's not some guy, right? And he was a high-level
quarterback.
Right, yeah. Now, Cam was a bigger athlete, but their games had some similarities, right? Cam was a quarterback with a lot of running ability, a lot of rushing touchdowns. I think Jalen throws the deep ball better than Cam ever did, but Cam had a very strong arm. But, like, they were both guys that came in as runners and then developed as quarterbacks. So I was like, all right, what does he got to say? And he does not have Jalen Hurts in his top 10. He explained why. Here's Cam Newton.
Now, I know everybody's going to get mad at this.
Cam hating on Jalen Hurts.
It's hard for me to grade Jalen Hurts with the talent that he has around him. Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. But if we're talking about what they bring to the table holistically, it's hard to judge what Jalen Hurts can do when you're throwing to a guy like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. We have tight end skill set. You have a dominant defense, the best running back in the game. Download Madden and see how many stars is on the offensive side of Philly. Like, you got King Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, those guys, that's cool. But when you're comparing, Lamar Jackson still shows you why he's an elite player. Josh Allen has to play elite in order for them to play. Lamar Jackson has to play at a high level for the Baltimore Ravens, even though that they have a dominant defense. Patrick Mahomes, he got a lot of talent. But boy, oh boy, you can't put no John Doe in Patrick Mahomes and think that they still going to win the way they win it. I understand that. Jalen Hurts does not have to play elite for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. He has to play good, but he doesn't have to play elite. We're not asking you to win the game. We're just asking you not to lose it. When you ask that question, are we winning because of you, solely because of you, or is it the resources around you? So game changer, game manager, those are the things that you have to ask yourself. And those are the metrics that I'm going off of. It's like, bro, even when the tush push, you got 5 people pushing you, bro. You got a solid group around you, dog. And the man who Jalen Hurts is, bro, I respect him. I take my hat off to him. But just because he's a great guy, that don't mean I can't critique his game.
What do you make?
He said a whole lot. He said a whole lot in that. And see, this is I'm going to say it, preface it with this. Cam is allowed to say whatever he wants to say because he has a unique perspective of playing a quarterback position, which I don't. But I would say this, and this is the space that we're in, especially when you talk about everybody has a podcast and everything like that. You shouldn't have to, if that's how you strongly feel, you shouldn't have to validate it by saying, I'm going to be a hater or anything like that.
I agree with you. Just say it.
But I know I do it to a certain extent, but I'm doing it when I'm trying to tell a story about, say, like when I said it with Jason Kelce. Because when you talk about, just a little insider, when you talk about Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce, Lane's the better player. because of the reasons that I put out there. And I don't want nobody to think that I'm just, you know, harping on the Mummers thing, because that's not the case.
And I agree with you. Lane is a better player.
Yeah. But when you start prefacing it by this, that, and the third, it makes you tend to wonder where are you coming from, because you had Greg Olsen when you played. You had Ted Ginn Jr. the year you won the MVP.
No, but that's not A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
No, it's not. But Greg Olsen was a pretty damn good tight end.
I was thinking about today that Greg Olsen was probably, until McCaffrey was drafted, Olsen was probably the best guy he played with.
Yeah. And you're talking about a team that was built around your skill set. Because if I recall, you were running the ball quite a bit the year that you played. And they couldn't stop you because of your physical dominance mm-hmm. over the guys that you were playing against. So, in essence, you're kind of like Jalen Hurts, in my opinion. You didn't throw the ball around a whole lot. You threw it enough to keep teams honest.
That's why I found it interesting, because there are some similarities to them.
And again, Cam's allowed to say whatever he wants to say. But you have to be careful. Like, we're in a space now where, you know, people got receipts. And you better be careful about what you say, because they're going to – the fingers you're pointing at Jalen, they're going to be pointing them back at you and be like, hold up, dog. What about when you won MVP?
What do you make of this? So I brought this up a lot, that I do think there is something to it. Because of all that's here, it's hard to, like, separate how much is Jalen.
And
how
that's
much is
it. Fair.
But what I thought was interesting is, shouldn't he know? Like, he's a quarterback. Shouldn't he be able to see it and say, all right – yeah, he's helped out by this, but he brings this to the table. It was interesting to me that even he, and that's why, like, when Chris Sims does it, we kind of tongue-in-cheek say, well, Chris Sims was kind of barely an NFL quarterback, right? This is an MVP. There's not many MVP quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, right? Like, what is the number? 25, 30, 40, whatever the number is now in the history of the league that have won the MVP, because some years it was obviously not a quarterback. Whatever the number is, it's probably less than I even said. Maybe 20 quarterbacks have won NFL MVP. He's one of them, Hugh. And even he said, It's hard for him to determine how much is Hurts and how much is the team. I didn't expect that from him. I thought he would have a sense of what the balance is between how much Hurts gets credit versus the team.
And then you benefited because you had a top 10 defense too. I'm looking at the stats. You had a top 10 defense that led the league in interceptions with 24 and 15 forced fumbles.
Oh, that was the Ron Rivera defense. Yeah, they were good. So, Thomas Davis was the linebacker on that team.
So, I mean, and again, he's entitled to say what he wants to say, but just be ready for the retort that people are going to have. I don't – see, this is where it loses me when people make the argument, well, he got a lot around him. Well, isn't that what you're supposed to have? What did the Commodores do this offseason? The Commodores went and got their quarterback, their young quarterback. Their young quarterback that was in the NFC Championship game, they went out and got him a receiver. They went out and got him and an offensive lineman. So what are you supposed to do? This ain't basketball. This is the same argument that people make when they talk about basketball. Oh, it's a loaded team. Oh, he so-and-so didn't win, and he did. You know what I'm saying? So what? He won a championship because the GM put him in position to be successful. But we want to diminish. We are so, like, here's the thing. This is how I feel about it. We are so hung up on being right about our opinion a lot of times that we can't see the forest for the trees. Instead of just saying, okay, well, you know, every team is trying to get better every year. I came into the NFL and I was always told we're always trying to get better. So if Howie goes out and makes moves to get you a top-notch receiver.
Like AJ. Like they got AJ.
Draft a top-notch receiver.
Like drafting
the most
Devontae,
decorated
yeah.
receiver yeah. in the history of the NFL, go out and trade for a running back that nobody wants because they don't want to pay running backs. So now you're penalizing the guy that pulls the trigger, because let me tell you what, regardless of how you feel about Jalen Hurts, as a person, as a football player, he has unquantifiable intangibles that allows him to do the thing that we could do. And you know what? We always want to talk about, if we put this person, that person back there and let them play quarterback, okay, that's fair, but they're not here. That's just like me saying, again, if I play with Warren Sapp and who is it, Simeon Rice or Chidi Ahana, two of those guys, then my career would be different. Hey, I played the hand I was dealt, and I ain't complaining about it. So Jalen's playing the hand. That it'd be a different story if Jalen had all that talent around him and he wasn't succeeding with it.
So I agree with that. I do think there is something to he has a lot of – like, what struck me about this is not where Cam ranked him. Really ranks him 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
He didn't put him in the top 10.
He didn't put him in the top 10. But what struck me the most is he even says he can't parse it. Like, shouldn't he be able to do it? It's one thing that I sit here and say, it's challenging, right? Like, Jalen Hurts has a lot around him. Jalen Hurts obviously is a winner and wins a lot. How much is him? How much is the team? We all have a different perspective. Like, is it 60-40, 50-50? I don't know. No one knows the right answer. I just think it's fascinating that even Cam Newton doesn't have the right answer, which tells me nobody really knows. Like, how does he not have a sense when he watches the games how much, like, each play that Jalen made that play by holding the linebacker, Jalen made that play by throwing the touch on the deep ball versus, all right, Jalen was late, but AJ bailed him out. Like, he's got to know.
I call it, in a sense, again, I've never played quarterback, but I call BS on that.
On Cam doesn't know?
He doesn't know because you know how offenses run. You know the timing of offenses.
So you think he knows and doesn't care? Or you think he knows?
I think it doesn't fit the narrative. And again, I'm not attacking Cam because Cam played quarterback. Let me be clear. I'm not attacking him. But to sit there, that's just like me saying, I don't know how Aaron Donald got to the quarterback the way that he did. I might not know exactly how. I got some semblance of how he got it done.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Just like we're talking about Nolan Smith. Like, you have some semblance, because it takes timing and you have to know the basic route concepts. Just like Greg Olsen sits here and he breaks down games, him and Tony Romo, for a matter of fact, because they haven't played in years, because you have some basic knowledge of where the ball is supposed to go.
Well, and Cam was one of the first ones to use the RPO as a major part of it. Like, I just feel like of all the quarterbacks that comment on Jalen, Cam should have the best sense.
I will say this to what Cam said. If you don't on some level understand what Jalen is doing or how he's doing what he's doing, that means you wasn't a student of the game like you could have been, and you probably should have still been playing.
Maybe that is part of it.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
I mean, when Cam's legs went, his career ended.
Because you even get Tom Brady, and when he's doing his terrible-ass announcing in the booth, that'll break down the game similar to it, for you can understand what Jalen's going through, his route progressions
right.
And stuff like that. So when you sit there and say that, it's just like it makes you kind of wonder – Where are you actually coming from when you say it like that?
I agree. I found of all the commentary, of all the rankings of Hurts the last few months, weeks, whatever it's been, Cam, as a player who played the position with some similarity, used the RPO. I thought he'd have a sense of like, all right, Jalen deserves more credit, or just come out and with your chest and say, no, it's the team around him. But he kind of was like, yeah, I don't know what to do with him. And that struck me because he should know. Spike in Bristol's up. Hey, Spike.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you guys again. I haven't spoken to you in a long
time. It's been too long, Spike. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Hugh?
I am great.
Good. Well, I've been, my oldest son died on June the 3rd, and I've been handling all that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm so sorry, Spike.
So now I'm down to 5 sons. Anyway, so, I want to say that I was at the criminal act yesterday on Broad Street that the Phillies committed, and I do have to say that I'm not taking the Phillies out on a lock on anything, and I don't think the Angels are anything so fabulous that the Phillies couldn't have done a little better there.
You're right, and that's a good point. It's not like they played a playoff team yesterday or this weekend. Like, you know, the series before the All-Star break when they played the Padres and Giants, those teams are fringe playoff teams. They might make it. They're pretty good. The Angels are not. They have no shot to make the playoffs, really. So it's disappointing they couldn't beat them this weekend.
Yeah, and 8-2, please. And the sweltering heat, let me tell you something. I wasn't the only one pissing and bitching.
I'm sure you anyway, weren't.
So anyway, what I have to say about the Cam Newton thing that you all are talking about is I agree with you, Hugh. I agree with you 100%. Because what the heck else is the team supposed to do? If you bank all of your chips on one guy, what happens when that one guy isn't there. So I'm glad, if the truth be told, if somebody wants to say that Jalen Hurts is not an elite quarterback, I'm glad he's not. Because you know what that proves? That proves that the rest of his team could win without him. Now, granted, I will say, when Jalen was out for, what was that, one or two games or whatever it was, when he was hurt or sick or whatever was going on there, they lost. Okay? But I am going to say that I don't care what anybody calls him. He's the right man for this team at this time for this job. And Ron Jaworski may not have been an elite quarterback, but I'm going to tell you, he got us a lot of wins, and he got us a lot of Super Bowls. And, well, you know, the only Super Bowl the Eagles have had in all those many years. So that's what I'm going to say about that.
Well, Spike, we appreciate the phone call. And again, our condolences to your loss last month. Yeah, look, the Eagles showed you don't need the best quarterback in pro football to win. You need your quarterback to play well in the biggest moments, which he did. But, yeah, the Eagles have the best team, or last year had the best team, and they had a quarterback that at the biggest moment played his best. That's what it took last year to go win. Now, Cam was not wrong that they don't need him to play elite every week to win
games.
They
don't, and that's true.
Yeah, we saw that last season. There were, I don't know, you could pick out a handful of games where he was fine, and they won the game.
But I can guarantee you, me and you couldn't go back there and play quarterback and get the same results. We couldn't win games. I mean, that's for sure.
I could not.
Hell, Kenny Two Gloves went back there and couldn't get it done. I mean, he played decent, but he didn't get it done.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where if you can't wrap your mind around it, that's fine. Don't try to. Just accept it for what it is.
Well, but you can't do a quarterback list without trying, and that's what Cam was trying to do. All right, let's get to you people who now are brought to you today by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with
sponsor?
Yeah, the times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture. Stay away from the fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Let's do it.
You people that don't understand where I'm coming from.
What do you mean, you people?
You people. We didn't blew up, though, for real. We changed the open everything.
With a sponsor.
I know. Good.
That's good
you
stuff.
You people.
Really good stuff.
All right, what are they up to today, Lewis?
All right, well, the people have certainly missed Hugh Douglas, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I have a comment from Michael Richmond coming out strong and says, Hugh Douglas looks like the Raiders symbol.
I see it. Yeah,
I feel like that is kind of
the black T-shirt, the silver beard. I see it.
I like how Coco give me the name so that I can go hunt him down if I want.
Yeah, but
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do
that.
I'm just kidding.
Full name. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm just reading off the comments. Yeah, that's what it says.
Now, if they didn't want their username, guys, I know some people have Joe G. Right? They don't have to have their full name.
Yeah, Michael Richmond didn't have to say Michael Richmond.
He put Michael Richmond in there, and Lewis told everyone.
Let me write that down, Michael.
Mr. Michael Richmond. All right. Well, I guess our friend Sean H wanted to be a little more anonymous with this comment.
Oh.
This was kind of out of left field. He said we should start calling Joe Chicken Little.
Okay.
Oh, the sky is falling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess that is what he's referencing.
Here's the problem. People don't like truth, and I bring truth. I'm just being the truth broker to Philadelphia. Like, the reality is you can pretend they're a lock to make the playoffs. I'm telling you they're not, and they need to get better. So if you don't like that, that's on you, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
I haven't seen Chicken Little in a few years, I went with an appearance thing. That's why I thought it was out of
London. He thinks I'm scared, which I'm not scared. I'm very comfortable in my opinion. They're not a lock to make the playoffs.
Well, Purple Eagle actually does agree with you. Purple Eagle says, locks are on doors. There are no locks in sports.
There's no locks in sports.
Yeah, and especially not a lock when you're only a half game up in the division with 63 games to play. They're no lock for anything.
And they're certainly not a lock when Bryson Stott going from leadoff to the ninth spot. Pigeon MPP said Bryson couldn't hit a beach ball this year. And I just think that's really funny. I love when people use beach ball as like an analysis point. It's like even for hockey too, like that goalie couldn't stop a beach ball.
Yep.
So it's something that's nice and fun and supposed to be flowy and happy and I guess it's a negative now. Bryson can't hit a beach ball.
Well, let's make it literal. Right now, if they threw a beach ball to the plate, are you confident Stott would hit it hard?
No.
Yes.
I think he'd pop it right up.
I feel like you might get some movement on a beach ball.
Yeah.
It might be some interesting movement there on a beach ball. We have another one coming back at Hugh Mike. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that last name. So, or maybe I will. Sobzak said, insanity is restored. Hugh is back.
Insanity is restored. Hugh Douglas is back to work.
Must have been talking about that lie. I would have told my wife I got caught. I wouldn't have been at the Coldplay concert.
Well, I know that.
All booed up. Like, what you doing? What part of this game don't you understand?
I just love your idea of she was cold. First of all, why the hell are you providing the warmth? Second, it's June or July, whatever month it is, and it's like 85 degrees out.
You want me to give you classic spin, though?
Go ahead.
Because if I'm talking to my wife, what do you mean, honey? You know what? Matter of fact, why you ain't come to the concert with me? You were supposed to be there. I wanted my wife to be with me. But you weren't there, so I had to hug up with the HR lady because I thought that everything was good. Like, tell a good lie like that.
Flip it back.
This is a classic Hugh Douglas spin. Yeah.
Dude, you
playing the victim.
You have to go into survivor mode. You about to lose your wife and your job. Yeah, well, got to try to save one of them.
He's going
to
lose. He's lost both. So,
I would say, but real talk, between the two, I would probably try to save my wife. But first of all, I'm not going to the Coldplay concert with the HR lady.
First of all.
And then second of all, if I did go with the HR lady, I'm not going to be hugged up with her. But I'm trying to save my marriage. Because that one's going to cost you more. Because you got the dog. You ain't staying at the house. You lost your job. And you trying to figure out where you stand.
Yeah, he's cooked. Yeah, buddy's cooked. Yeah, buddy's cooked.
Hugh actually might be cooked after this one. BC didn't take too kindly to you, Hugh, saying that you should speak for yourself, and it was an awful take when you said that people watch baseball just to get to football.
That's what I say. I knew I was going to trigger somebody, but BC, you're all right, because most of everybody get ready for football season. Where you'll be okay. Wherever you are, BC, just walk it off.
I think typically, right. I think more people would agree with you in years the Phillies aren't any good. In a year they're good. They matter, right? Like, people are invested.
No, I'm not saying they don't matter, but people are getting ready for football.
In years where the Phillies have stunk, like, I remember 10 years ago being here, like, that was what it was, right? The Phillies got to get you to Eagle season.
And let's be honest, because, like, even Jack complains about Eagles' chance at the game every now and then still.
Well,
happens. It happens.
It does happen, yeah.
I mean, so BC, like I said, walk it off, bro. Walk it off. It's okay.
Walk it off.
The people have spoken. That's what I got.
All right, Lewis. Good job. All right, everyone. Fun show today. If we didn't get to everyone on the phone lines, we have to hand it over to the afternoon show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. But
that's it.
Afternoon show is back. Like, they're back.
They were on vacation.
I don't know what those guys sounded like. What kind of show did they do? A good one?
I don't know.
We'll find out today. All right, afternoon show. I'm sure it'll be great. It's coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Phillies win tonight with Wheeler on the mound?
Yes.
They better. Red Sox are good, though. I like Wheeler on the Phillies tonight. Go get a win. Let's get back on track. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.